It's time for us to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Troy Klett. He's a junior over at Sigourney High School. He has been a runner for Sigourney, both cross-country and track and field, now all 3 years that he's been there. And he's been excellent in distance races for the Savages. And with a time of 17 minutes and 37 seconds this past week over in Pleasantville, he qualified for this year's Class 1A state championships by finishing in 11th in that race. Congratulations, Troy. What does it mean for you after a lot of success individually to finally get to say you're going to state?
Oh, it's nice to see it finally pay off. It's been a long time getting here.
I mentioned that you've been somebody that has run a lot in both cross country and in track and field. When did you really first start running?
Oh, I think I started probably around fifth grade, just fun runs around the area. And ever since then, it's just kind of evolved from there.
So it sounds like typically you get into it through track and field. You got into it through just going out to 5Ks all over when you could, right?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it at first, or was it kind of a love-hate thing?
Oh, it took a while to get into it, but once I started getting better, it just kind of compounded and just got excited with wanting to get better every time.
We're talking with Sigourney's Troy Klett, our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. He's headed to state for the first time in his cross-country career. I mentioned that you've had a lot of success. You've been a top 20 runner most of the time going back to freshman year. When did you first get the sense that you were maybe going to be good enough this year to finally break through and get to Fort Dodge?
Oh, I've really always had the confidence, but I just didn't have the skill. So I think just slowly chipping away at the times, we finally gotten to a point to where we're able to get there physically.
You think anything's been a little different or has changed for you that's allowed you to chip away at the times?
Oh, just changing up training, getting a better training plan, and I mean, just being consistent over the years.
You mentioned consistency. It's kind of funny. You wouldn't think that would matter a lot with running, getting into a rhythm, because it's one of those things where it comes down more to the fitness of your body. But your body's fitness kind of falls into that category, right? It needs to be in a certain rhythm and needs to stay active consistently in order for you to get to where you want to be as a runner.
Yeah, I mean, running is one of those things where if you take time off, you can lose it really fast. So it's just been, over the years, consistently, all the time, never taking too much time off, just slowly getting better and better.
The heart, the lungs, the lower body, they're fickle muscles. You got to keep them, it sounds like, continually up to date. As we're talking with Sigourney's Troy Klett, our Jessica Yoder, and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. Mentioned, in addition to cross-country, you're a track runner, and you had a lot of success there. How much do you feel like everything you're doing in cross country helps you when you get ready for those distant races in the spring?
Oh, I think just staying in the competing mindset. I mean, if you go too long without competing, you kind of lose that edge. So I think just getting extra races in the fall helps big time when it comes spring for track.
You're obviously going to stay active between now and the spring, but do you already kind of get the sense, as well as this fall is gone, that you can make a run at a pretty good year in track and field as well?
Yeah. I think this track season will have a pretty good year as long as we stay injury-free.
We hope that ends up being the case, but obviously, first and foremost, is Fort Dodge this weekend. So I'll wrap up by asking, what would it mean for you to be able to run a good time at the state meet and also, you know, potentially end up meddling?
I think just the big thing is not to slow down here, because I think a lot of people get excited when they make it and they kind of let off the gas a little bit, but I want to drop the hammer this week and see how far we can make it as far as time goes, and hopefully go top 50 at least.
I think is a perfect attitude to have. Do you get one more race, you might as well not settle. Troy, congrats on a great year so far, and we wish you the best of luck in Fort Dodge.
All righty, thank you.
That is Troy Klett. Congratulations to the Sigourney Savage Jr. He's headed to the Class 1A State Cross Country Championships for the first time in his career after an 11th place finish at state qualifying in Pleasant View last week with a time of 17 minutes and 37 seconds. Troy Klett is our latest. Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty, Athlete of the Week.